The following is part of KRCB's Health Connections, an ongoing series of reports to promote community health and well-being in the North Bay.
Remember that end-of-the-year deadline to get signed up for health insurance under the Affordable Care Act? Well, as Katie Smith explains, it turns out that was just the first in a series of rolling cutoff dates.
The open enrollment deadline has always been through March 31st, but the end of the year deadline was that if you didn't sign up by December 15th, and that actually got pushed forward a little bit, then you wouldn't have coverage until after January 1st. And so people who signed up before December 15th have coverage starting January 1st. People who signed up before January 15th have coverage starting February 1st.
And so on, until the real deadline at the end of the first quarter.
People want to sign up by the end of March in order to get a covered California plan. After that, open enrollment closes, and it's not going to open again until October. So if you are not eligible for Medi-Cal, you're going to want to sign up for a covered California plan by the end of March.
Smith is a health access coordinator at the West County Health Clinics, working mainly out of an office in Kernville, where she's seeing a lot of new clients signing on.
There are a lot of people who have never had health insurance before and who come to us tentatively because they've heard that they all of a sudden, under this Affordable Care Act, are required to get insurance, and people feel nervous. They don't know what they're going to be eligible for. And we've actually had a lot of people who are surprised to find that they're able to afford what's being offered to them.
Based on their income levels, some people get subsidized coverage through the statewide Covered California Exchange, while others qualify for Medi-Cal plans that cost much less.
Previously, someone might have applied for Medi-Cal and had to provide all of this information about assets, properties, etc. Now it's solely income-based. And so if your income is $15,860 a year, if you make below that as an individual, you're eligible for Medi-Cal, and you can get on Medi-Cal any time of the year.
Across the county as a whole, some 6,000 individuals have been enrolled as new Medi-Cal patients, reports Abraham Daniels, a Covered California certified educator in the Sonoma County Health Department. And that pace is increasing.
We've seen our call volume increase dramatically. As of last week, we've had over 1,000 phone calls. And so there has been a very dramatic increase in the number of applications being received at our county offices. We are on track to meet our overall goal for this year to help enroll 13,500 Medi-Cal enrollees by December 31st.
County-by-county figures for Covered California enrollment are not yet available, but statewide, more than 1.5 million applications have been or are being processed. There are different insurers offering multiple levels of coverage in most areas, but Katie Smith says many consumers are able to quickly simplify their decision-making by setting a common priority.
The main thing you're going to be looking at probably is which of the carriers at the tier that you are selecting works with your doctor. So say you're looking at silver plans, they're all going to be priced within, I would say, about $30 of each other.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.
This has been a Health Connections report, making the connections for healthy communities.